This is April 26, 2020. Sunday's Satsang. This is part two of a question by Ajit Garangadas about necessity to Purush Charan Vrat. He said it. Is there... May I chant my rounds? He said, please bless me. I may chant my rounds attentively and provide one question. Hare Bhakti Vilas mentions doing Purush Charan before chanting. So I already mentioned in part one, Purush Charan is not for chanting Hare Krishna. And we quote the verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita that it doesn't require Purush Charan. It doesn't need diksha or anything. Anyone can chant Hare Krishna, attain perfection. But at the end of the 17th Vilas of Hare Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami describes an abbreviated form, Sankshipta Purush Charan, the process of Purush Charan in brief. In other words, if you can't do this elaborate one, you can do this one. This is verse 231 and 17th Vilas of Hare Bhakti Vilas by Sanatana Goswami. Pujam vistarata kartum yona shaknoti sadaka sa vinagendra vajra yat ye puja yadishta devatam. One who is unable to worship the Supreme Bhagavan by properly following all the rules and regulations of Purush Charan should simply try to worship his beloved Devata with complete faith and devotion. Now he explains another method of worshiping, of performing Purush Charan. This is the method that Sri Pandit Baba told me that he did, and he recommended I do this also, which we've done. This is to do, it's abbreviated Purush Charan Vrat, but you get the same benefit. And you chant the Gopal mantra. Purush Charan Vrat is not for chanting Hare Krishna. I mean, you can do it with Hare Krishna mantra, but it's meant for japa of Gopal mantra for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. This is verse 235 and 236 of 17th Vilas of Hare Bhakti Vilas. Another method of performing Purush Charan during solar or lunar eclipse, Grahan, Chandra Grahan or Surya Grahan. You should fast, yeah, it tells how to do it, stay in a pure state of mind and chant Gopal mantra from beginning of eclipse until the end while standing in water, like in Ganga or Yamuna, etc., or some river that flows into the ocean. Godavari, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri. Now this is another that even has a lot of details. This is a brief Purush Charan Vrat number two. This is verse 239 and 240. He says, verse 239, 240 of 17th Vilas, Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami's what says. There's still another method of performing Purush Charan. During a Surya Grahan or Chandra Grahan, eclipse of sun or moon, first you bathe, then chant your Gopal mantra while controlling the mind from beginning of eclipse until the end. It says, Sparsha Dri Mukta Paryantam, Japan Mantram Samahita. One should perform the other prescribed limbs, such as home, as previously described. So that means if you see in a Hindi Panchang, Hindi calendar, you can type on the net when there's an eclipse, you can say, type on the eclipse. the timings of the eclipse. And there's a Sutuk period, the contamination period for the sun is 12 hours, for the moon is 9 hours, or like this. Righty, righty. So you see it, you'll see on the net, it says Sparsha. It says, for example, it says lunar eclipse. Lunar eclipse. It says Sparsha. Sparsha time. Sparsha means a touch, when it begins, touching time. And it says Moksha time. So it's when Rahu starts to eclipse the sun or the moon, then when he finished. And it's like sometimes it's 48 minutes, sometimes 1 hour, 2 hours. Maximum, sometimes if it's a long eclipse, depends on where you're situated on the planet Earth, how long the time is between Sparsha and Moksha. It's no more than 3 or 4 hours. So what that means is before the eclipse begins, you take a bath and you wear clean clothes, preferably it should be white clothes, and you sit in a white asana, near Tulsi, near the spiritual master, or near your Thakurji, or near Shalagram, or Tulsi, or next to your spiritual master. And you chant your Gopal mantra from the Sparsha time for 3 hours, for 1 hour, 1.5 hours, whatever that time is, you just keep chanting. That's another way you can attain perfection. Then following this, describing Sparsha Dri Mukta Prayantam Japan Mantram Samahita Sarvam Purva Vadevata Kuryat Homa Dikam Dhriti. It says you have to do a Homa after you finish. Then it says Atava Devata Rupam Gurum Datra Pratoshayat Tasya Chayanu Sarishat Bhakti Yuktena Chaitasa. This is verse 241 from the 17th Vilas. One should always be eager to satisfy the spiritual master to the best of his ability. Atava Devata Rupam Gurum Dhyatva Pratoshayat. While considering Guru to be non different from God, Bhagavan. With utmost devotion, one should follow him like a shadow. Tasya Chai Anusari. Anusara means to follow. Bhakti Yuktena Chaitasa. Then verse 242. Guru Mulam Idam Sarvam Tasma Nityam Gurum Bhajet Purushcharan Nahino Pi Mantri Siddhyena Samshaya. The principles of Purushcharan are based on devotion to the Guru. Therefore, one should serve the Guru every day with love and devotion. There is no doubt about it. Even if one cannot properly do the process of Purushcharan, he can attain perfection simply by serving the spiritual master. That's the bottom line. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada nakatikatopi. By pleasing the spiritual master, Krishna is pleased and you attain all perfection that way. Mantri siddhena samshaya. Without a doubt, you can attain siddhi or perfection in mantra chanting simply by pleasing the spiritual master. Guru bhaje. Guru mulam idam sarvam. The root of everything. Mulam sarvam idam sarvam. The root of everything is Guru. Nityam gurum bhajet. One should always worship. Nityam gurum bhajet. Bhajet. One should always worship and serve the spiritual master. Purushcharan ahino. Even without doing Purushcharan, without a doubt, still you get perfection in the chant of your mantra just by pleasing the spiritual master. So that's the bottom line. Yata siddharasa sparshat tamram tamram bhavati kanchanam sanidhanad gurur evam shishyo vishnu mayatavet. As copper, tamra, can be transformed in a kanchan into gold by chemical combination, by association with Sri Guru, an ordinary man can become associate of Vishnu. Jai Ho. Jai Radhe. So pleasing spiritual master, or an eclipse, you chant Gopa Mantra. If you don't chant Gopa Mantra, just chant Hare Krishna Mantra without any offense, and try to always please the spiritual master, Hari and Guru and Vaishnavas, and you attain all perfection. Jai Shri Radhe.